to springs of thought and will, and with thyself my spirit fill. Direct control, suggest this day all I design or do or say, that all my powers with all their might in thy soul glory may unite. Praise God from
We follow the order of divine service 4, printed in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins. And lead us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake, he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
To God on high be glory.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
merciful Father, since you have awakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The first reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. And just as a note, when this takes place is after Pentecost, and Peter's sermon, that Pentecost sermon, which we had in the readings the last two Sundays, then this is the very next thing that's happening after the baptism of those 3,000 people. This is the meeting of the Christians. This is how they were living right at the beginning Pentecost time. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and the prayers. And all came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The choir can come forward for the singing of the anthem. The epistle reading for today is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 25. For this is a gracious thing, when mindful of one of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and you suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell.
The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Goodness filleth me.
The sermon this morning, we think on the teachings given to us by St. Peter in that reading we have from 1 Peter 2 and also from our Lord Jesus in John chapter 10. To start, I reread one verse from the reading from 1 Peter. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may have noticed that St. Peter quotes Isaiah 53 in a number of ways in that reading. And through Lent and other times, we have noted different parts of Isaiah 52 and 53 greatly. And we see that that suffering servant that Isaiah speaks about and prophesies about is the Good Shepherd, is the one who saves us. And out of verses 5 and 6, Peter quoted a number of things, but these two things specifically, Peter talks about our wounds being healed by Jesus and that we have gone astray. And this was first said in Isaiah, with his wounds we are healed, all we like sheep have gone astray. And when you think about those passages along with what Peter says and Jesus says about the Good Shepherd, a number of things come to mind, and two specifically for this morning. The first is we cannot heal ourselves, and the second is we cannot find ourselves. You think about healing ourselves, because Peter says, by his wounds you are healed, which is kind of a divine irony is too light a word, but it's a divine mystery, that's the word. It's a divine mystery that he is wounded, but we are healed, and we are only healed by his wounds. Isaiah says it, Peter repeats Isaiah, Jesus teaches this. Think about healing in our lives. Oh, there's many funny things that happen, isn't there? Because at one point, our society and medical knowledge says, for healing, you should do this. And then you find out, no, for healing, you should have done this. And so, oh, you should all eat margarine. That's better than butter. Then, well, butter's better than margarine. There's free radicals and margarine. So what am I supposed to believe? I remember many things. Oh, the most recent thing I remember, this isn't so much about healing, but about health and things like this. I was talking with my son, Jim. We were talking about working out or something like that and stretching. And he stretches after he works out or somewhere after he begins working out. Oh, I said, that's interesting because as in football and wrestling and everything I did in high school, we always stretch first. That's always what you did first. He said, Dad, it's changed. They don't want you to stretch until you get your muscles more limber. And well, I kind of thought that because it was always hard to stretch until I had started moving. But I said, oh, okay, what do I know? He's the Marine, he works out. So these things change. And what was said at one thing to be good, I don't want to go into specifics, you know all the specifics. One thing to be good at the pandemic, it should have been something else. In fact, I will say this. Just this past week, I visited with somebody at a Panera in Fort Wayne. I was there for a meeting. And just a fellow. And I heard that his brother died. And then I said, I'm sorry, your brother died. We got talking, he died during the pandemic in the hospital in Fort Wayne by himself under a ventilator. Nobody was allowed to see him. And the doctors told him at that time, told the family at the time, we would like to treat you differently, but the government won't let us. They won't give us money for the treatment unless we treat you like they say, but they wanted to do something else. And we've heard a lot of things like that, haven't we? And so I really commiserated with the fellow, and we talked about that. And we find out that even when we think we know what healing is, maybe we don't know. Even when we think we know the right way to do it, then all of a sudden it changes that we should have done something else. And then as Jesus talks about healing, and God talks about healing, we realize that Jesus is actually talking about a healing that lasts into eternity. Because for Jesus to live this life and then to die, that means you actually have not been healed. To die everlasting and not have everlasting life means that you were never healed. For Jesus, it's not only that you have the healing from him and the right healing, not the wrong healing, but the right healing. But the right healing means that you will live forever. If you don't live forever, if you don't receive life from God, you've actually never been healed. You've actually been living death the whole time. For Jesus, life is life is life. What did Jesus say? Those who die in the body, but in the faith, they are asleep. They have not died, they are asleep. So we realize that we don't heal ourselves. The healing has to come from outside of us. The right healing, the correct healing, the healing that does not change over time. And also, we have this funny phrase, maybe it's not said so much anymore, but I remember growing up. Where is that person? Where is she gone? Oh, she's gone off somewhere. She says she wants to find herself, to find oneself. We had that phrase. Now, think about that, really. If you're lost, how are you going to find yourself? And in this sense, Isaiah said, and Peter repeats, and Jesus teaches, we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned, and as Isaiah says it, we have turned everyone to his own way. That's what Isaiah says. And I think about that, it's like, okay, if I've gone astray and my own way is there, and my own way is astray, you're just getting more and more lost. You are astray, and you've gone your own way, and that's it. You're lost, 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 lost. You can't find yourself because your own way is lost. Somebody has to find us and bring us in. Further, Scripture talks about without God, we are in darkness, and we can't see the way. We don't know the way. So not only are we lost, but it's impossible to find our way because we are in darkness by ourselves. We can't heal ourselves. We can't find ourselves. We need the shepherd to find us. Now, Jesus is very clear, as he teaches us in this passage in John 10 and other places too, that there are those voices, there are those people who call out to the lost souls, or maybe even the saved souls, and they are not the good shepherd. They are the ones who seek to kill and destroy. And they are the ones that want to bring death. Just the opposite of what Jesus wants to bring. Jesus says, I give them life. And Jesus warns about those who would give death. Now, his sheep know his voice. Here, not so much in this passage, but you can see it here, but in other passages too, when Jesus warns about false teachers and false prophets. There are false voices. There are voices that are calling out to go this way or do this or believe this that is not focused and based on God, on Jesus. And those are false voices. Those are thieves and robbers in this life that want to steal and kill and destroy. That is their purpose. And Jesus says, those who come in, they tried to rob and mislead the sheep, and they just want to kill and destroy them. There's what you might say fake voices. And what those voices, it's just not the people, but it's the content, it's the teaching. If the teaching isn't leading towards life in Christ, it is a fake teaching, it is a wrong teaching, it is a teaching that leads to death. And there's so much of that around us. And as we talked with the children this morning, but also in the newsletter today, or this in May that was just sent out, I talk about the importance of hearing the voice of Jesus in his word in the Bible, which is repeated so many times throughout the scriptures. And I talk about that a little bit in the newsletter. It's important for us to know that God's word is the really dependable, and that God's word is going to be contradicted left and right throughout our lives because there is the true voice from God, and as Jesus says, there are thieves and robbers. There are two things. So God's word and hearing Jesus' voice in God's word is critical for us. It is life to us. We hear his voice in his word. And Jesus said in the last line, last verse of that reading for today, he gives them life. He gives his sheep life. Life does not mean always success, and it doesn't always mean physical healing, and it doesn't always mean having no tension or no problems. It means that we're going to live forever. That's what it means. For Jesus, when we die, however that happens, that is his will, but it is being asleep in him. It is not death. Death is being apart from God forever. So Jesus says, I give them life that goes on. In the Revelation Bible study this morning, there was teachings and passages talking about how the saints suffer and yet also are victorious, both at the same time. How can that be? How does that work? But Jesus takes us through this suffering because he's going to get us to life. He's going to take us away from the wrong voices, from the thieves and the robbers, and he's going to lead us along the right path to life everlasting. So there is suffering and problems along the way, but Jesus is leading us. As someone once said to me this week, I wish that wouldn't have happened. But the person was really preserved in this thing that happened and was not hurt bad. And I said, well, Jesus allows these things to happen, but he is not going to let our faith fail because he gives us life. And the person knew that. The person is a strong Christian. But we need to be reminded and helped. In this suffering and in this trouble, Jesus is with us. He's guiding us. He gives life everlasting. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for loving us, suffering, dying, and rising for us. Help us now to know that you take us through all things in life, even though there are many temptations and even false teachings and thieves and robbers of our souls that want to destroy us. You are watching over us. And we ask you to always create a faith in us that is thankful and acknowledges that from you we receive all good things. Help us to be devoted to your word. All these things, Lord Jesus, we bring to you in your name and praise you along with your Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing a hymn 740, I Am Jesus' Little Lamb. The offering is brought up in the last verse.
Flow. Who's so happy?
The congregation is invited to stand. We pray the prayers of Zion Lutheran Church, printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For steadfast faith to hear the voice of our great shepherd, that passing through the valley of the shadow of death, we may receive our portion in his abundant life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the work of the Holy Spirit by the means of grace, that daily the number of believers who are being saved may increase, and God's people may proclaim his truth with all boldness, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For artists, musicians, and writers, that our gracious Heavenly Father would inspire them in their creativity to glorify the Good Shepherd's truth, and that he would direct our hearts and minds to that which is beautiful, noble, and pleasing in his sight, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who would govern the people of the church, that they would be held accountable and honor the purpose of the Good Shepherd as they protect his people and serve the cause of justice and liberty, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who suffer in body or mind, for the unemployed, for the grieving, and for those near death, we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Brad, Don, James, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Sue, and Steve, Rick, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, Ezekiel, and Micah, the Rodriguez family, Charles, Sandy, Jeanette, and Pastor Shiwi. That the wounds of our shepherd would give them healing, and his voice give certainty in every sorrow, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For unity in the one true faith, as God's people devote themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and to the prayers, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all baptized Christians, that we whose sins have been crucified in Christ's body on the tree would bring forth the fruit of holy lives by his continual grace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We sing the Lord's Prayer.
Temptation, but deliver us from
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.